Hello, souls and demons, and anyone new to the show. Today we have another true, strange, and creepy episode. We have multiple stories that feature people who wanted to use a simple website to purchase goods and services. But the people the original poster ran into were far from normal. If you have been enjoying the show, I upload fictional horror stories as well as true stories submitted online. If that fits your fancy, please don't forget to favorite this podcast and give us a rating. It helps a ton. And with that, sit back, grip your seats, and enjoy the show. About 2 years ago, I moved into a new apartment. The walls were very thin, and because of the fire safety laws in my city, my bedroom had one window, which led into the living room, and none with outside access. The window will be important later. It was three bedrooms, one for me, one for the master tenant, and one spare, which at the time was rented out by a pretty friendly guy. Well, friendly guy had issues with his work visa and had to move back to Canada last minute, leaving us about 2 weeks to find another roommate. Our quickest and easiest option was Craigslist. Due to my work schedule, I had no part in the selection process, but was content when the new roommate moved in a little later. He seemed a bit off, but friendly. He was a very tall, large guy, but pretty quiet, and not someone I wanted to go out of my way to hang out with, but was okay to be around and be cordial with. About 2 weeks into his move in, the master tenant left for Hawaii, leaving he and I alone in the home for the month-long duration of his stay. For the next few days, things are normal. All of a sudden, about 4 days into the trip, I'm woken up at about 8 a.m. to a frantic knocking at my door. Roommate, we'll call him Kyle, is standing there when I open up, looking frazzled. He looks me dead in the eyes and says, "So, do you want to tell me what went on last night?" To which I was shocked and confused, because I'd come home from work at about 9 p.m. and immediately showered and went to bed. I explain this to him, and he tells me that he heard me screaming and arguing with someone in my room, that he saw me in the side alley out the window, arguing with our landlord, whom I'd never seen at this point, that he heard people coming in and out of our house. I tell him no way, none of that ever happened. After staring at me for a little longer, he leaves and doesn't bring it up again. The next morning, I wake up to the same thing. This time he says he saw me arguing with my boyfriend. I was single at the time. Had seen me talking with our other roommate, who's in Hawaii, and asking me for the badge number of the officer I'd spoken to, since he had apparently seen me talking to a bunch of police as well. This time, I get angry and more or less tell him to cut this shit out, because I'm not doing anything and don't know what he's talking about. He gets a weird look on his face and says, "I think I had a seizure in my sleep. The next time it happens, call an ambulance." And then he leaves for a bit, only to start knocking again about an hour later. And when I open up, Kyle repeats the exact same story verbatim. This happens once more before I tell him to leave me the fuck alone and leave for work. I go to work as normal, and I am reluctant to return that night, but I'm too tired to switch to an alternate location. Big mistake. About 1 a.m., I wake up to slamming doors. Kyle is pacing back and forth between his bedroom, the living room, and out the front door, walking in and out of each room, turning the lights on and off, mumbling angrily and slamming the doors. I can see his figure pacing back and forth through the frosted window in my room that leads to the living room. Since my room is dark, he cannot see inside. Suddenly he screams, "I can't live like this. Why are you doing this to me?" I think he's on the phone and don't respond. A few moments later, he screams my name repeatedly, and I realize he's directing it towards me. I knew I had to get the fuck out of there, so I very quietly creep out of bed and start getting dressed and packing a bag of clothes for work in the morning. I'm almost done when he screams, "I hear you," and charges over to my room, slapping the wall next to my door, but not touching the door itself. I look towards my window and see his shadow lean all the way forward, pressing his ear against the glass. I was fucking terrified and sat completely still, unmoving. He eventually screams my name again and moves away from the window, and I hear him start pacing between rooms again. Now, my shoes are kept on a rack outside my door and not inside my room, so I know that when I leave, I'm going to need a moment to put them on. I decide to wait until his pacing takes him out the front door again, at which time, I plan to grab my shoes, put them on, and run. As I'm formulating this plan, the pacing stops. He screams, "Do you want to fucking fight about this? Come out right now, and we'll fight, I swear to God." I'm very small, 5'0" girl, and this guy is easily 3 times my size, so I am definitely not looking to fight, thanks. After a few minutes, he turns off all the lights, and I hear the door to his room open and close, followed by silence. I wait for a moment to be sure I can't hear any movement, and then decide to take my chance. I took a breath and pulled my door open quickly. I step out and grab my shoes before I look up a second later and see him standing shirtless, with just a pair of boxers and socks on, in the dark of the hallway, his arms hung slightly outward in an awkward position. He says in a low, calm voice, "Ma'am, we need to talk." That was a hard no for me, so I grab my shoes and run out the door with them in hand. I run about a half block barefoot before I stop to put them on. When I look back, he is standing in the porch light of our front door, watching me run but not moving. Luckily, I had a friend who lived 2 blocks away, and I had their spare key, so I let myself in and crashed there for the night. And that's where I stayed for the next week or so while we worked things out with the master tenant, and Kyle agreed to move out within the week. He says he doesn't remember anything that happened, or wasn't sure if it was real or not. But if I said that's what went down, then it must be real. The day Kyle left, he sends me a photo of the house keys sitting on the table and says, "I'm out. Nothing else." I take a friend over there with me to scout it out and ensure that he has actually left. When we get there, we discover that not only had he left a ton of food and furniture, but he had ripped out all of the fire alarms out of the ceilings. He had unscrewed and removed the deadbolt to the front door and left them lined up neatly on the front table. We then realize that my front door can only lock by using a key from the outside, and it had been locked when we arrived, meaning Kyle still had a key. We called a locksmith immediately. Even after changing the locks, I was still terrified to stay there alone afterwards, and never went to sleep at night without barricading the doors with chairs and other furniture. To this day, I still fear for his safety. He was obviously psychologically unstable, but also wonder what could have happened if I hadn't been as lucky as I was. A few weeks ago, I had to fly out to a small town I'd never been to in order to look for a place to live. I'm moving there in the fall to start grad school. My boyfriend flew with me, and before the trip, I researched all sorts of apartments on Craigslist and set up a bunch of appointments. Our first appointment was in the afternoon, in this sort of remote residential area. The landlord sounded fine over email, and asked me to call him an hour before the appointment to confirm that I was coming. I called. He didn't answer. So my boyfriend and I start walking to the house, and just hoped that he would show up. Maybe 10 minutes before the appointment, he called me. "Are you coming?" he asked. He sounded like an older man, and had this very strange, slow way of talking. But I just thought that he was older. "Yes, we're in front of the house now." He got extremely upset. "We?" "Oh yes, my boyfriend's with me."
"You never told me you had a boyfriend. You never said that."
It had never crossed my mind to have to tell him this information, since my boyfriend would not be coming to live with me. He was just helping me look for apartments on the trip. I told the man so, and after a long pause, he said, "I'm sorry, it's just, sometimes, people don't tell me when they're married, and it surprises me. I'll see you soon." Then he hung up. I told my boyfriend about what the man had said, and he was immediately weirded out. He wanted to leave, but there were slim pickings in terms of real estate at this point, so I, stupidly, said that we had to stay, in case this place was the place. As we're discussing it, we see a man leave the house we're going to view. This man was young and extremely sketchy looking, greasy hair, furtive eyes. He took one good look at us, and ran out of the house to his car, and pulled away from the curb with a screech. Okay, so now we're really weirded out. But this isn't enough for us to bail just yet. And as we look at each other, wondering what to do, the landlord arrives. He's in his 50s, very tall and very strong looking. His eyes are completely blank and empty of warmth or emotion. He slowly walks up to us and says, "I'd shake your hands, but mine are dirty." "What from?" my boyfriend asks. "Work," is the flat reply. He asks us a lot of questions about me, completely ignoring my boyfriend. The entire time he stares into my eyes without blinking. "What am I going to school for? What other places am I considering for living? Is my boyfriend moving to this town too?" I try to give answers that are as vague as possible. Meanwhile, my boyfriend asks the landlord questions of the same kind, which he refuses to answer. Then he says, "Apropos of nothing, let me show you the basement." At this point, I should have noped out of there, but I didn't. I kept thinking this was an eccentric old man from a small town. We're city folk, and that we were just feeling paranoid. My boyfriend, on the other hand, wanted out of there. But he followed us as the man led us to the back of the house, away from the street, to this sort of detached shed. He opened the door, and we saw that there were stairs leading down into utter darkness. As he flipped a switch at the top of the stairs, and the lights didn't come on. Normally the response for this is, "Oh shit, the light's out," or something like that. But he just said, and slowly walked down into the darkness. Then he stood there without moving in the dark, and said, "Well, aren't you coming down?" "There's nothing to see if the light's out," says my boyfriend. The landlord just stands there for a long time, then slowly walks up the stairs and closes the basement door without saying anything. He took us into the house. Weird and increasingly creepy things ensued. The front door, the only exit to the house, locked automatically. And when my boyfriend tried to fiddle with it, the man got really upset and told him to leave it alone. He managed to get it open secretly, though. The man kept trying to box us into small rooms and, according to my boyfriend, kept reaching his hands into his pockets, only to take them away when he caught us looking. On Craigslist and in person, The man claimed that there was a grad student already living in the house. But the evidence of that seemed arranged. There were neat piles of generic textbooks on the table, but not other things a 20-something might read. There was a bowl of fruit on the table, but no other food in the fridge or pantry, or utensils. There were maybe 3 t-shirts in the closet. This supposed grad student wasn't out of town, but the landlord couldn't say what school he went to or how long he'd been renting the house. Finally, the man had showed us every single room in the house but one. This one he refused to open, claiming it was just the attic. And we didn't need to see anything up there. He gave us several reasons when we inquired. It was unfinished, there was furniture up there, it would smell bad. This last one I believed, because standing near the door, it smelled terrible. Finally, we made our excuses and bolted out of there. The man walked us out, pretending to go to his car to leave. And when he thought we had turned the corner, slowly sauntered back into the house. My boyfriend, fixated on the idea that there was something wrong with this guy, Googled the man that night. We found out 3 things. That he was a pillar of the community, known by a lot of the townspeople. That there was no evidence of him owning or managing a real estate company, as he claimed to on Craigslist. And that he had listed his home address as the very house we had been touring. The house where the grad student lived. After talking to my boyfriend, I've decided to contact Craigslist and the police department with my info. The police said that they'll drop by for a check-in. So for the several past weeks, I've been waiting to hear back from the police department. Yesterday, my curiosity got the better of me, and I asked them if anything had ever come of the investigation that they said was in progress. I left a message and they got back to me today. From what I understand, the police used my information to perform a wellness check on the grad student who the landlord claimed lived in the house. The landlord came to the door and told them that he, the grad student, had moved out already, and I think gave them a new address for him. But I'm not entirely sure what went down, because the officer was being very vague with me. Anyway, I guess the officer running the wellness check, a woman, still asked to look inside the home because it was protocol to make sure the grad student wasn't actually in there, in need of aid or something. The landlord was very resistant but had to let them inside. The police looked around and didn't find any evidence of the grad student being in there. But she agreed with me that the landlord's behavior was off. When I asked her about the attic in the basement, she paused and seemed hesitant to tell me anything. She said the landlord eventually let them look into the rooms to make sure the grad student wasn't in there. I asked her if she found anything. I think if there's anything in plain view, the police can arrest someone, even during a warrantless wellness check. And she again hesitated and eventually admitted that they didn't find anything criminal, but that there was definitely a strange smell in the attic, along with some carpet bags. I guess they weren't allowed to open those. What chilled me was that she said she went into the basement while her partner waited at the top. She actually fell down the stairs because half of the steps were all broken up and strangely ragged, with some of them missing altogether. But there was still nothing down there, nor any sign of the grad student, so the police left. The officer seemed new/young, but really dedicated to her job. I'm not entirely convinced she knows what she's doing, only because of the way she was talking. It was just a very youngish, not authoritative way of speaking, but she was really kind and sympathetic towards me when I first came forward with my info. When I asked if that was the end of it, she told me she was trying. I don't really know what that means. I get the feeling that there's not much she can do legally, though I'm not sure as she didn't say so herself. She said that the investigation is still in progress, and then asked if I was comfortable ever coming to the station to talk to her in person once I moved to that town. So that's that for now, at least. I'm not really sure where any of this is going, if that's the end of it, if that's the most the police can do, or if this police officer is really going to pursue it and uncover anything. I don't know what's going on. In some ways, I feel helpless and confused. And in others, I'm not sure if I'm relieved that they didn't find dead bodies, and if I want that to be the end of it. I don't know. Also, this could and probably is unrelated, but I received an email from an unknown sender today. All it said was it you? Creepy. There was a link in the email that I foolishly clicked on, but my computer's antivirus software caught a virus from the link and neutralized it, as well as destroyed the infected email. I ran more scans on my computer to make sure it was clean, and it was only after that that I wondered if the email wasn't just a typical spam, but a message from the landlord himself. I'm probably just being paranoid, but for now, that's the update. So, my fiancé and I have been on the lookout for a kitten to accompany our 3-month-old kitten we have already. We searched and searched, until one day he said to me, "Let's look on Craigslist," and so I did. We found the perfect one, but the only problem was, it was 2 hours and 30 minutes away from our house. I inquired about it around 10:30 p.m. I know it was late, but almost immediately I got a response. She sounded very nice over text and asked to see where I lived so that she would feel settled about the kitten living with us. She also insisted on going into our house. I know, I should have just dropped it. At the time, I thought nothing of it. So I sent them a video. We set up a time for the next day to meet. Next day came. I wasn't going to take my fiancé, but he insisted on coming with me because he wanted to be my protection. Because Craigslist can be a little sketchy. And so we drove the 2 hours and 30 minutes. As we were on our way, I was texting this girl and telling her we would get there on time. And she responded, "Great, see you then." We arrived to the house. Me in the driver's seat and my fiancé in the passenger seat, with the window down. I texted the girl and I got no response. I called, and no response. I ended up calling 5 times, and texting in the course of an hour and no response. I went up to the house and knocked on the door. Nothing. There was a car in the driveway, but no response from the number or the door. We got there at 6:30. And waited until almost 8. Nothing. The neighbor came out asking what was wrong. I said, "I'm here since I inquired about a kitten," and she said, "A kitten?" I replied, "Yes, it was an ad on Craigslist." She said, "No one has kittens in this home, though." I showed her the ad, and she said, "Oh, I know them. They're very sketchy people and they don't own any cats. I just helped them move their furniture yesterday." So I said, "Well, on their ad, it says that they have to get rid of their kittens since their new place doesn't allow pets." So the neighbor replied, "That's impossible. I have a dog and so does the next door over." I immediately found this creepy and assumed the neighbor was also in on something since it was too creepy and I was feeling anxious. I thanked her and left along with my fiancé. Literally immediately when we pulled out of the street, I got a text from the girl saying, "I'm just now getting your messages. Something must be wrong with my phone. Did you still want the kitten or no?" I didn't answer and we headed home. What I don't understand is, they didn't get any money from me, but they asked me to show up, not knowing I'd be with my fiancé. I had a bad feeling about it. What did they want from me?